The oracle is politically correct. He knows where his bread is buttered. And he says, your father is the sun. So it is a successful voyage, journey. Alexander is declared son of the sun and then returns to Egypt, mainstream Egypt. The other event of the three that we know occurs is that he is crowned pharaoh. I think it happens after the oracle proclaims him son of the sun. That makes sense. And Alexander is now a god, right? He's starting his legend phase, I think. Interesting, by the way, he writes his name in a cartouche, like all Egyptian pharaohs, but he's got a bit of a grammatical problem. There is no X in the Egyptian alphabet. And Alexander, of course, has the X in his name. So he cleverly takes the Egyptian K and S, puts them together for an X, right? The K and S sounds like an X, and he has his name in a cartouche. He even builds a small temple in Thebes, in the south. He wants to be an Egyptian. This is not a Greek trying to plunder. He wants to be the Egyptian king. So he builds a small temple. Now, his other event in Egypt, he founds the city of Alexandria. Now, Alexander founded 12 cities named Alexandria. Wherever he went, he founded a city. But this one took. This one became great. We have an awful lot of information about the founding of this city. We know the architect's name, Dinocrates. And according to the tradition, Alexander and Dinocrates walked the land, laying out the city. Now, remember, the Egyptians were not great sailors. Didn't go on the Mediterranean often. So this port is no big deal to them. They never built large cities. So think of it as land, open land. And Alexander is walking with Dinocrates to lay out the city. Now, cleverly, they decide to have a grid. The streets are going to be in straight rows as a grid. And they're laying it out. They don't have chalk, which is a tradition that they use chalk. So they take grain. And they're kind of dropping the grain as they're going, showing where the streets are going to go. And they plan it to take advantage of the Mediterranean breezes, right? They're going to take advantage of these breezes so it'll be cool. He plans the city. Now, this is a purely Greek thing. Alexander is thinking in terms of a port and going outward. The Egyptians always thought in terms of isolation. They didn't want to go anywhere, right, except to beat up a country, take back everything. Nah. The Egyptians always thought of themselves as isolated. Desert on one side protects me. Desert on another side protects me. Cataracts in the south protect me. Mediterranean isolates me. They liked isolation. The Greeks sail everywhere, fearless, right? So Alexander's thinking, port, we're going to use this place to go outward. So he founds Alexandria. But he doesn't stay long. Founds the city, crowned pharaoh, and leaves. He has other fish to fry. He is going to do other things. Now, Alexander wants to conquer everything. He is undoubtedly one of the greatest generals that ever lived. Maybe not because of his strategic abilities, but because the men would follow him anywhere. They really viewed him as a god. So Alexander sets out with his Macedonian army of 50,000. Now, what is it like to travel with Alexander, right, with the army of 50,000? First of all, it's slow moving. It's not just the soldiers. There are hangers-on. There are women. There are people who sell provisions to the army. So it is a slow-moving mess. Now, if you left on the expedition with Alexander, you better kiss the wife and kids goodbye, because you may not be coming back for 10 years. Think about what they're going to do. They are going to walk to India. That is some trip. I mean, you may not be coming back, period. So Alexander has this huge army, which is very difficult to supply. For example, water, as you know, 50,000 men, you got four wells, you'll die of thirst. You've got to have lots of water. How do you do that? The answer is Alexander actually had water ships going along the coast when they were near a coast, bringing water. Food, what do you do? You plan way in advance. You plan when harvest time is. And then you go through that time so you can get food for your men.